Good evening. We are up to Simon Reish Samach, up to Seif Beis, and we'll go into Reish Samach Aleph tonight, which is a new topic. We discussed yesterday the halachas of legalach tziponayim, and now we're Seif Beis tells us the following: Kshe Samach lechashecha. But when you're before Chashecha, before Nacht, see Beis, just before Shabbos comes in, Yishale Anshe Beis, a person should ask in his household the following questions. Peloshoy in Raka, in a soft tone, not aggressive, not too tensed up, but in a soft tone, he should say the following question. Isaratam, have you... the household, the Rebbetzins, and have you taken Maisa? Is everything Maisad already? Eiravtem, is the Eiruv been seen to already? Ifrashtem Chala, it's have you taken Chala? So Isartem, Eiravtem, Ifrashtem Chala, has Chala been taken? And following that, Veyoyim Alayim, and instruct and tell them at this point, Hadliku Ez Haneir, please light the Shabbos candle. Please light the candles now. Time is coming. Once Isartim, Miravtim, Ifrashtim, Chala has been confirmed, you can now proceed to light the Shabbos candles. Hidliku is an air. Huvemokim, Ramah says, in places, She'en Me'asrin, places that we don't need to take Ma'asrin anymore because it's not relevant anymore to take Ma'asrin. And so, Echloima, you do not need to say, Isartim, take Ma'asrin. Mishnah Bura. Sivkotin Tess. So, let us define what is considered before Nacht, before Chashecha. Hainu Koidin Ben Hashmoshes is not only before Nacht, but it's actually also before Ben Hashmoshes. It's even before the twilight, which we're going to talk about later on in Reish Samach Aleph, before Shkia. Pa'oid Vadayom, while it's still certainly considered daytime. Then you should ask, for Shia Bo'od Shos, that is still time, Lohisiv to add Mechod El HaKodesh, because there's an additional halacha. Now, not only do you have to accept Shabbos before Shkia, but on top of that also, you need to ensure there's a bit of extra time to fulfill the mitzvah of to say for Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah of adding Mechod El HaKodesh, a bit of time, we'll see how much really. So you need to add, which is certainly considered Friday. Certainly the time is considered Friday. You need to add from Friday, from weekday, and make that into Shabbos. That's mitzvah of the Sefer Shabbos. V'shir boi oichus lo'isim b'chol ha'kodesh. V'atam shema'ache melish al alat. Why does he only ask so late? Why do you ask that late? Why don't you ask in the early afternoon? K'dei sh'leif shu v'yoyim u'adayin yeshuz. For a very psychologically, very understandable reason. That if you ask too early in the afternoon, have you taken ma'aseh? Have you taken to... And then people will say, oh, I've got plenty of time still. So that's not good enough. Because psychologically, you're going to just delay it. That's not good. You make last opportunity that it's still permitted to do, very last minute. That's when you ask those questions. Because otherwise, it's no point. Peloshen rak in a soft tone. Sif cotton yod. Why? Why do you have to ask in this? Why do you have to say it in a soft tone? Peloshen rakko. Oh, very good. Otherwise, might lie. Keicha de lekablo minei. Know that your words should be accepted. If you say things in a soft tone, your words are going to be accepted. And you're going to, if you say things in an aggressive way, your words will not be heard. Ve'la'oyla ma'aliyat el odom eim yiseret. Mishnebu he adds, Gemara, person should never have excessive fear atmosphere in his household, in his house. Shemitoy chayiro, when there is great fear and when there is... fear and too much a sense of authority in the household. You leave to chelol Shabbos. And they'll feed you something which is also loy uvoin lidei kama averus. That will lead to averus. So a person should never have too much tension in the house and too much fear in the household because that will lead to averus. So the atmosphere should be rather different. Chaznish writes in the Igris a lot about this. Yeah. Okay. Isartem sivkot nyud aleph, second white line. What's the question of Isartem? Take Maisa. Tikolani en yochel asoysim achkach b'Shabbos. All those, these are preparation which are needed to do before Shabbos comes in. And you can't do them on Shabbos. You can't take Maisa on Shabbos. Locheni zare zoydoysim erev Shabbos. That's you need to ensure that it's happening on erev Shabbos. Heiraftem eruv v'mokoymen she'en derech laniach eruv chatzero iskim erev Pesach. What about you, Erev? The Mishnebu says, what about in place that you don't do an Erev Chatzeres every Friday? You do an Erev Chatzeres every Friday? How often you do it? Erev Chatzeres? Exactly, that's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. You don't really need to do it more than a year. So say, normally, Erev Chatzeres is done normally on Erev Pesach. Many places they do it only on Erev Pesach. Is that generally the minhag, no? To do Erev Chatzeres on Erev Pesach. So he says, if you only do it once a year, obviously you don't need to ask it every single Friday. Because it's not relevant, you only do it once a year. And the halacha, it's good enough to do it once a year. You don't need to say Erev Chatzeres unless it's relevant. Hivrashtem chalas if got new gimel. For case and nagin lishol ze. Nowadays we don't ask if you take in chale. Hamachuv's case the cheskel sim chov gimel shikos of tam leze. Now there's a reason. The reason the rationale is explained in shuvitz kinesi cheskel. Ach berapesach valet zech lishol ban erapesach one should ask. Yeah. So this is the only one that is really relevant nowadays. Still, we're saying that isartem is not relevant. We don't need to take ma'aser. Eraftem eruv chaseres is also not noigia really. So the only one that is really random is about challah. Why don't we say to our wives, "Did you take challah? We mafush challah." Why don't we say that? So if you buy your challahs, you don't need to check because they've been. If you buy challahs, you don't need to ask. But what if they're homemade challahs? And therefore, so it's not something that it's not going to be done close to Shabbos. Yeah. I hear. So you're saying that because it's normally not done at that time, but it's, you could still save the day by taking it now.
And you don't need someone reminding you, as you make the dough,
you think that is no need to. And as opposed to previous generations, why was the takana made? So it's a different mahalach. The Knesset Cheskel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, says exactly the opposite. He says that nowadays there is no need to check because all those isarter, mirafte, mifrashtim, challah is things that cannot be sorted on Shabbos. Nowadays, challah, worst case scenario, you can still be mafresh challah on Shabbos. You can be mafresh challah on Shabbos, you take something aside and you say that, well, you can't actually be mafresh challah, but you pull something aside and you say, after I leave this on the side, and then after Motzei Shabbos, you're mafresh challah from that. So, therefore, since there is a way of being misakhanit, there's no need to be mafresh challah, to check, have you taken challah before Shabbos? Because worst case scenario, you can still be mafresh challah on Shabbos. You're correct. But you're not eating issa. Correct. Absolutely correct. Indeed. Hidliku is hanea. And Mishnah Berurah points out, and if cotton you dalet, hadliku be Pasach tachas ahei, b'loshen tzivui. It's a command. Instructions. The ancient Echshala, this is not a question. The first three, have you taken Maisa? Have you done the Eruv? Have you taken Chala? That's all questions. But Hadlik Usanea is an instruction. Please light the Shabbos candles. The Oroi Shalahutak, because that's something you can see. And if it's light, if it's lit, it's lit. If it's not lit, it's not lit. So it's not a question, it's actually an instruction. And similarly, Shazirum Shafsikum Lassus Melochi should also tell them, okay, time has come to stop Melochas. What happens if time has come to do Meloch, to stop doing Melochas in the Beis Medrash? Well, then you should ensure that Melochas are being stopped. Or if you're not sure, you're not convinced what's happening at home, you should send the Shliach to double check. Okay. Midliku Sana, yeah. Yeah, but I don't think it's generally the minhag. Good question, actually. We can remember, it's probably a fair question to ask. Why are people not makpid on hadlikus haner? So again, isartem is not relevant. Hiraftem is also not relevant. Hifrashtem chalav is saying it's not. Mishnah Berurah says you also don't need to be makpid. So the question is only on hadlikus haner. So why are people not makpid to say hadlikus haner? Please light the Shabbos candles. Why are people not makpid? Pardon? Yeah, that's good enough. Because that's so. Rabbi Gideon says when we ask what time is Shabbos and you are like gently referring to that, that's pretty much the same idea that Beloshen Rakha of Hadlikus Haner. Yeah, that's a good point. You don't have to directly instruct. Okay, please light the candle and light it now. Yeah, it's obviously not. So I would like to suggest another thought. I wonder what you think. That I think that it might not be necessary with regards to Hadlikus Haner to actually instruct, if you can see till it's all set and ready, which is often the case. If it is, if that is the case, that you see that pretty much is all out and it's all ready, and do you know what I mean? It's all like pretty much on the table already, it's ready to be lit. Maybe there's no need to actually say Adliku Zaneh, because you know that she's on the case. She's on the case. So there might not be an answer. But the truth is, thinking about the Rabbi Feingold, I think it's a good true point. Why, if there was no such conversation as Reb Gideon refers to, and it's not necessarily ready, why are we not makpit on Hadliku Zaneh?
It seems like there's more a question of making sure that those three things have been done before the lighting of the candles, rather than an actual reminder to light the candles.
Yeah, but there's also that.
Once you've brought Shabbos in, you can't do those things now. So is it not that...
Yeah, it's true. You're very, very right in your understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. That is really the meaning of Shulchan Aruch. But there's also Mishneh Berurah's understanding is also there's another element also that you have to ensure that it's going to be shortly. So there's very much both. Rabbi Feingold, if you've got any other suggestions, Melamed Schos or Miyashiv the Minig Oilem, why not Makpid on that? I wonder if there's any other approach. Oh, very good. The minig olam is that the husband prepares the lights, and so you know you can assume that it's going to happen. Yeah, good. The Shremor says, "V'makom shein ma'asrin etzorich loy ma'isartem." In place that you don't take ma'aser, you don't have to say isartem, as discussed. Okay, the boy says, "Simon Reish Sabachal Zman Adlogas Neir Shabbos." The correct time of lighting Shabbos candles. Now, after all those halachas, we started Hilchas Shabbos quite a while ago in Siman Reish Mem Beis. Finally, now we are reaching the actually Shabbos. Now Shabbos comes in. Adlokas Neiras is only now. Okay, everything preceding, all the halachas was only about preparation towards Shabbos, with regards to the food and the physical preparations. And now we're actually lighting the Shabbos. When do you actually light Shabbos candles? Siman Reish Samach Aleph tells us when. Sofek Chasheicho. There's a time which is a twilight period. The Sofek Chasheicho. Bein Ashmosh, that's the twilight period. Bein Ashmosh literally means between the suns, and really when it's in the twilight period, and the Ramona defines what it is, I think this is the Ramona, but I'm not convinced. It's the time, the Bein Ashmosh, the time of Bein Ashmosh is 3/4 of a mil, achas shkia sachama, after shkia sachama, v'shiu mil, and the time of a mil, u'shlish, sha'a, it's a third of a of an hour. How much is a third of an hour? 20 minutes. Pochois minus chelek shloishim, the 30th. With plain good English, it's the equivalent of 18 minutes. So, we have over here a very key line of the Ramah. It's really key. Because we're learning now how long is Bein Ashmoshes. And pretty much all the poskim agree that there is a set time for the how much Bein Ashmoshes is. And that he's learning now that it's 3/4 of a mil, and a mil is 18 minutes. So if a mil is 18 minutes, so how long is 3/4 of a mil? Pardon? I can't hear. 13 and a half. Plus minus. So we're now learning that the Bein Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil, and if everybody agrees, that pretty nearly everybody agrees, that Bein Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil, we're now learning that the whole Bein Ashmoshes time is approximately 13 and a half minutes. That's how long Bein Ashmoshes is. The question is not so much about how long Bein Ashmoshes is, how long Bein Ashmoshes is, which there's a consensus about that, the question is much more when is Bein Ashmoshes. When you put those 13 and a half minutes? Right.
We don't
exactly know when Bein Ashmoshes is. We're going to have two opinions, but we don't know exactly when Bein Ashmoshes is. What we know is that this Bein Ashmoshes is a twilight period. We know that there is at one time, one certain time of day is certainly day. Until Shkia, it's certainly day. Then comes Bein Ashmoshes, which we're now learning is approximately 13 and a half minutes. And we know after that, it's certainly night. And the question is, when is this exactly? Yeah. This will probably, it's a good point. There's a bit of a machloikus within that as well. But pashtus, it's everywhere. But you're right, there is a chonim who learned that it's not everywhere like that. You're right. But pashtus, it's something, this rule of Ben Hashmosh's being 13 and a half minutes, that is probably true everywhere, according to most opinions. Now, what is the halacha in this twilight period? Because remember, really, I understand that when it's Shabbos proper, obviously you have to refrain from any melachas and any sum, obviously. But what about in that Ben Hashmoshes? Are you sure it's really Shabbos? No. It's about a 50% chance. You don't know for sure it's Friday either, but you don't know for sure it's Shabbos. So what would you say? You'd start thinking. If you wouldn't know that Ben Hashmoshes is Ben, you know, the Alochas, I would probably say, well, Chamishu, what would you say? You'd probably say, Teraisis, you don't do, Terabonans, you do, or something like that, right? It's a Sofek. It's an interim period. It's not Friday, it's not Shabbat, it's in between. What would you say? Would you ask for everything? I don't exactly know. So Shulchan Aruch is now telling us that actually, it's not after Nacht. After Nacht, everything is obviously also. But in that Ben Hashmoshes period now, which is not Friday, it's not Shabbos, it's in between, it's a doubtful period, we are now learning that actually the halachas is not so straightforward. And these is the things that, some things are also, and some things are mutter. We're not accustomed to that, because the minhag is, we'll see soon why, we, from Ben Hashmosh, from Shkia, we already refrain from anything. Well, yeah, more to come soon, but really we're going to learn now that in this twilight period of Ben Hashmoshes, some things are actually strictly also and some things are permitted. So let us see what these things are. This is Ben Hashmoshes. So Shulchan Aruch says, Ein ma'aser l'savadai, something which is certainly requiring to be maiser to be taken, you may not take maiser during Ben Hashmoshes. Fair enough, right? Fair enough. Ve'ein matpidin l'sakelim, you're not allowed to tovel kelim. So if you're really you're not allowed to tovel kelim. So we know that tvidas kelim, you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Shabbos. So not only on Shabbos you're not allowed to tovel kelim, but you're also not allowed to do tvidas kelim during Ben Hashmoshes. Ve'ein matlikin es aneiros, you're not allowed to light candles on Ben Hashmoshes period. You're not allowed to. Ve'ein ma'arvin eruv tchumin, you're not allowed to make an eruv tchumin either. Ayle kamon sim tov tesvav. But what are you allowed to do? What are the exceptions? What are the things you're allowed to do during Ben Hashmoshes? So Shulchan Aruch says, Avol ma'asrin es ha-dmai, you're allowed to do ma'isa, you're allowed to take ma'isa of dmai. What's dmai? Sofek, very good. Something which you're not sure that ma'isa has been taken or not. Oh yeah, something which comes from Amoret, dmai. We don't know where it comes to that. You're allowed to take ma'isa. Why do you think you're allowed to do it? Because what? Sofek, yeah, sofek. So sofek, Chachomim were not, they hear that Chachomim never established an Issa. On Ben Hashmoshes, Chachomim never established an Issa on something which is a sofek. So you're allowed to take Ma'aser on something which is Demai. What else? For Toim Dines Acham, you're allowed to do Hatmona. Normally on Hatmona on Shabbos itself. But about, yeah? So a Toim Dines Acham, you're allowed to do in between Ben Hashmoshes, who ma'arvin eruv chatzeros. Eruv chatzeros is also similarly permitted during Ben Hashmoshes. We'll see soon why. What else? The next one is umot aloyim alein yudi. You're allowed to tell a goy Ben Hashmoshes during this Ben Hashmoshes period lehadlik neir, to light the candle tzeich Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a goy during Ben Hashmoshes, do you mind? Can you light for me this candle tzeich Shabbos for the, I need it on Shabbos. In other words, you're allowed to ask a goy to switch the light on, which you need on Shabbos. During Ben Hashmoshes, Rabbi said during Ben Hashmoshes. V'chein, and similarly, loy maloy, to ask the goy directly, la'asoyis, to do, kol meloch, any melocha, sheletzorech mitzvah, if it's for mitzvah purpose, to goy, you know, your mitzvah purpose, maybe a simple example of mitzvah purpose is, what would you ask the goy to do? Melocha? Sukkah, very good, sukkah is a beautiful example. Suda, yeah, Suda is also considered tzorich mitzvah. Sukkah is down. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to ask the goy to do a melacha. Alas, is the melacha, should it tzorich mitzvah, for mitzvah purpose. You're allowed to ask the goy to do melacha during Ben Hashmosh. And similarly also, if suddenly the challenge's gone off, the fire's extinguished or whatever, you're allowed to ask the goy to do melacha, the reisa, le tzorich mitzvah, when? during Ben Hashmashas. More to follow. Oy, shutorit v'nach pasaleo, or if it's not necessarily a tzorich mitzvah, but it's something you're particularly concerned about, you're worried about it, something which stresses you. Do you know what I mean? Something which might not be a mitzvah, but you're very stressed about it. You should have to ask the goy to make that thing that is going to relax you. Okay. The Rama adds the following halacha. In terms of asking the goy, Amir Lenochi, to do a malacha, for chaytzim and misha kibbutz of Shabbos, shoy shtaydim kodim chsheicha, where if you accepted Shabbos early, shoy, an hour, or shtaydim, or 2 hours, kodim chsheicha, if you ask the Shabbos early, say in the summer month, you accepted Shabbos really early, yocholoyim alein yud, you're allowed to ask a goy, lehadlik aneir, to light the candle, v'shad vorim shetzorich, and all the things that I need. This is very common in the summer. Summer, you took an early Shabbos. You know the early Shabbos in the summer months? So, and you come home and suddenly there's something not quite in order. The lights are switched on, switched off. The hot plate is on and off, or whatever, something's not quite right. How are you allowed to ask a goy to do it? The truth is, it's a controversy in the post-game as to whether you're allowed to ask a yid to do it. One yid is not a couple Shabbos yet, he's going to the later minion. You come home from shul, you are past lechodoidi, you've done it all. You're all in the Shabbos mood already, you come home and the lights are all the bedroom lights are on. And you want to now switch the light, you want to have somebody to switch the light, or you're allowed to ask a yid who has not been mikabel Shabbos yet. Why not? Absolutely. So, could very well be that it is mutter. I know there's a mechudesh tigra aval yashiv, but pashas it's mutter. Pashas is mamash mutter. But never mind that. So we're learning over here now, but in terms of asking a goy, there's no shaila whatsoever about it. You can ask, because it's a time that you don't really have to have Shabbos yet, you can ask a goy to melocha, and what's important, you don't have to do beremiza. You can ask him outright. Do you mind to just switch the lights on upstairs? It's the Sabbath for me already. Do you mind to switch the light off for me upstairs in the bedroom? You can do that without the remise way that he might get or might not get, and he gets all flustered about it. You don't have to worry about it. You can ask him outright, because it's a time that the Be'etzem is not, you don't really have to have Shabbos yet. That's what the Rama is teaching us over here. That's actually important halacha. Right, so in terms of Ben Hashmoshes, we have now learned that there is something which are mutter and something which are not mutter. The examples given in Shulchan Aruch are ma'asrin, ein ma'asrin is avada. You're not allowed to do ma'aser. You're not allowed to do tvilas kelim. You're not allowed to light the candles yourself. You're not allowed to do eruv tchumin. These are the examples given that are also during Ben Hashmoshes. Haboy say mishneburis if kotten ale Ben Hashmoshes. What if you don't know? Even istapek imigaz man le Ben Hashmoshes gam ken also. What happens if you are in a place and you are not sure if it's Ben Hashmoshes already? Say in the summer holidays, or you're away for Shabbos, or you're away on a business trip, and you're not quite sure when exactly Ben Hashmoshes starts. It may have started by a minute. You think that Ben Hashmoshes on his shkia is only 8 minutes. But it could be that it's already now. But you're not sure. So now Mishneh Berurah tells us, don't take your chance. Even if it's, not only that these things are also on Shabbos, and not only that also during Ben Hashmoshes, but even if it's Sofek Ben Hashmoshes, Sofek Shkia, Sofek not Shkia, you should still refrain from doing any melachas. Yeah. V'mnistapik n'giaz mena Ben Hashmoshes gam ken also. Achash Shkia Zachamo. Mishneh Berurah says, what's Achash Shkia Zachamo? Hainu Achash Sof Shkia. He's out the end of the Shkia. Then that this is the Shulchan Aruch Nimshach Mitchilas Shkia Tzoifo Yisim Mishloish Shemirin. I will not go into details now about this great machloikas, this great, very grand machloikas between the Shulchan Aruch and other, on one side, many Rishonim, and other opinions on the other side, the Gaon and the Gaonim, who hold that the Shkia is defined differently. We're going to avoid this controversy now. But the Mishneh Berurah just says that conceptually, what the Shulchan Aruch is holding over here is actually the second Shkia. But we'll leave this out for now. Why are you not allowed to take Maisa on Shabbos? Why? Very good. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Dalet. You're not allowed to take Maisa, the Havaleke Mesakein. You are Mesakein. What are you Mesakein? What are you fixing? The food. Because previously, you couldn't eat it. And now you can. And also in Chutz La'aretz, also called Tikkun Nona. Yeah. Ein matpilin, also tefilas kelim is also. Why are you not allowed to do tefilas kelim on Shabbos? Says Mishnebu and Sifkoten. Hey, v'atam mishum deniri kemesaken es akli. Talide atvile muter leshtamesh po. If you do tefilas kelim, now you're allowed to eat from the keli before the vessel was. You couldn't use it. Now you can use it. So that's called tikkun kli, and you, therefore tefilas kelim is also on Shabbos. What am I going to do if on Shabbos you realize the keli is not. Has been toiveled? Has ever happened? Suddenly realize, I can't toivel this keli. This keli has been toiveled. Very good. So that's what the Shmuel said. What you could do and you should do is, if you need it, you should be makin it to the goy. What you cannot do, and I just want to mention it over here, there is a myth. And there's no legitimate mekoy for that. You're allowed to eat once from an untoivled keli. I know where it comes from. I think it's a misunderstood, misinterpreted halacha. I think it comes from the shoresh of the mistake. Have you ever heard of such a thing? That once you're allowed to use an untoivled keli, it's a common misconception. I think the mistake comes from the disposables. I think that's where the mistake comes from. That people, you're allowed to use disposables without toiveling. So people say, I think that's the mistake comes from, but there's no such halacha. I know there's a darker tshuva that seems to be indicating that, but lemaisa, when he's not allowed to use a keli which is toon tvila, a keli which requires to be toivled, you can't use it even once. It's an issa drabonon. I know that's a problem. That's a very, very good question. If you eat in a house where you have to assume, if you know it hasn't been toivled, so there's an issa. There's an issa to eat from kelim which you're not toivled. Now, Rabbi Kagan asked a question. So, what do you do if you're in a scenario that you're going to a place that you're going to a place that the kelim haven't been toivled? What are you going to do? So, if it's a sofek, it's you could maybe be makel. If you're not sure, maybe there's a you can be dolek avschos that maybe there was maybe, and it's a sofek darbonon. Maybe you can be makel. But if it's a vadai, it's a problem. So there is a mechudish to Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman is a mechidish. He says in Isvoa, if I'm not mistaken, I remember seeing this a long time ago, but I think he doesn't have a mekoy for that. But Rabbi Zalman says that the issa of eating from untoivled kelim, Rabbi Zalman suggests this issa is only applying to the one who can actually do the tefillas kelim. Now you, as a visitor, as a guest, or eating with somebody else, you can't say, sorry, I'll be back in half an hour, and you go off and you toivel somebody else's kelim, but you're not allowed to do that. So since you don't have the right and the opportunity and the ways of toiveling that particular kli, the issa ishtamshes of the kli doesn't apply to you. Pshem Zaman is a chiddush, it's misvara only. One could be infalpel in it. Right. Okay, I just summarize very briefly. We learned tonight, Sif Beis, that once it's close to Shabbos, a person should say, close to Shabbos, but not quite Shabbos yet, you should say to his household, Hisartem, have you taken Maaseh, have you done the Eruv, have you taken Challah? And once he has done that, you should say, please light the Shabbos candles. All this should be done in a soft tone. We learned, if it's not relevant, it's not relevant. The questions don't apply. Hadliku is aneir. It doesn't only mean hadliku is aneir. It's also referring from melachas. Then we moved on to Simrei Samech Aleph. We teach that Asofi Chashev is a twilight period, which is a grand total. The whole Pelash Moshes is, by definition, 13 and a half minutes. It's 3/4 of a mil. Then the halachas of Ein Maaseh Nes Avadai applies, not to Vilas Kelim, not to light Shabbos, not to light Neiros, and not to do Erev Tchumim. What you are allowed to do, we're going to discuss more that tomorrow, Mitzvah, is Maaseh Zadzmai, Toiv Nisachamin, Ma'av Nechav Chatzeres, and various requests from a goy. We learned that the reason why those are also is primarily because of Tikkun Kli. Good evening, Abayisai.